with filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/airhandler or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Are you still deciding where to have your hail-damaged vehicle repaired? Stop by Dent's Express. Locally owned for 22 years, Dent's Express specializes in paintless dent repair. It's the most efficient way to have your car repaired for hail damage. No painting is necessary. You get to keep your original factory finish. Dent's Express will handle all your insurance and supply you with a free rental car. Visit one of two locations off Manchester and Mason Road and Highway 94 Heritage Crossing. Call Dent's Express at 636-227-5050 or go to stlewisdentremoval.com.
The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
How much is that doggy in the window?
That doggy in the window.
The one with the wagon chair.
I was looking up at the TV monitor and Marie Osmond was on there doing a Nutrisystem commercial. Wow, does she look smoking hot in that thing? What is she, 60?
No, she's younger than Donnie, I think. Donnie's 55 or 56. So she's about 53.
How would you know that? We're going to look it up now and see if you know what you're talking about. She still looks cute. Of course, lighting, makeup.
54.
Wow, well, good for you, Dan. It is time for you to have an opportunity to talk with Dr. Doug about your pet. Now, the lines are already blinking and lit up, but we have a couple still open. Here are the numbers. 314. This is the number you want to try first. More lines coming in on this number. 314-969-KTRS. If that doesn't work, go for this one. 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. This is your... That doggy. This is... That's a cow. A doggy. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456 or download the app STL Taxi. And he doesn't care what you want to ask him. He's all yours for the next few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah. Hey, how is everyone today?
Good, doctor. How are you?
I'm cool. I'm also AM.
We're going to trip him up there. And I forgot to mention, you can be reached at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Since you don't ever do that, I'll do it.
Oh,
we have a lot of calls already. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
We will start with Jay. Jay, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How you doing?
Good, Jay. And you?
Great. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. Good to hear.
What's cooking?
I have a 7-year-old, as Frank likes to say, Shih Tzu.
Jay, you got to turn your radio down just a little bit. We can hear it in the background there.
Is that better?
That is a lot better. Go right ahead.
I've got a 7-year-old, as Frank likes to say, Shih Tzu.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great dog, best dog I've ever had in my life. But he hates loud noises. Mm-hmm. And when he hears loud noises, thunder, that kind of thing, he just sits there and shakes.
And that's
over the last couple of weeks, he's been doing that almost constantly.
Yeah. You mean even when there aren't storms ahead?
He's panting, and his nose has been dry, and just constantly nervous and kind of lethargic.
Yeah. I mean, this may not be related to all this intermittent storms we've had. It might be actually a true medical problem beyond that. So I would say this is definitely a case where you want to get in and have your veterinarian do a complete examination. He may want to do some blood work or whatever else he determines based on his exam. So I think that's a really appropriate step. And
well, he was diagnosed with an enlarged heart last fall.
I'm sorry?
He was diagnosed with an enlarged heart last fall, but they said that they did an ultrasound and said, it looks good. There's no need to change anything, his exercise or diet or anything.
Okay. Well, that might be becoming a more of a real problem, so that's even more reason to get in. With a condition like that, you want to check that every 4 to 6 months anyway. So I think you're really justified in moving forward with that. And, you know, if he finds that nothing is related to that, to the heart, and everything else looks good, then he can address the opportunity to help with the fear or whatever the dog's going through. And, you know, the things called thunder shirts we've talked about. Someone just gave me a trick that I haven't tried, but I've been sharing with people, is if they really seem to be anxious about storms and stuff, you can take the dryer, when you throw that, what's that material you throw into the dryer?
The dryer sheet, the fabric softener.
Yeah. That actually, if you wipe that down, it's supposed to remove the static electricity, which is part of what it makes them anxious in a storm setting. It's the same thing, basically, that the thunder shirt does. So I've heard a couple people say that that is a legitimate consideration. So it's cheap and simple. So I would try that. But I really think this dog needs to be seen soon. Okay?
You got it. Thanks
okay,
very much.
Jay,
well,
thanks for listening. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. A lot of people don't know this, that Shih Tzu, that name, half of that name.
Oh, you don't.
Oh, I dropped Dr. Doug. Is it too late to retrieve him? Probably. We'll get him. But Dan, get him back. I dropped him accidentally.
I got him.
I'm going to put him on. I'm going to put this on hold, and I'm going to put him on that one. Doctor, you there?
I am.
Yeah, that dog, Shih Tzu, a lot of people don't know this. Half of that dog's name is the reason people say things like, ooh, that thunderstorm scared the zoo out of me. You've heard people say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to, I'm going to get this right this time. This would be JP, and I didn't lose anybody. JP, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, JP. How are you?
Very good. And I'm AIM in the PM.
Well, that's good to hear.
Well, Dr. Doug, I guess my question is probably, it's a little odd maybe, but anyway, I had a... there we go. I had a 3-month-old bulldog pup that passed away just this weekend, and it was a really kind of an odd situation, and we're just trying to get a little more information on it, but she seemed perfectly healthy. I'd taken her to the vet, I guess about a week before.
Uh-huh.
I thought, okay, everything was fine. She was just playing with our other dog, just going around playing. Mm-hmm. She stopped, vomited twice, and then all of a sudden she just couldn't breathe, and by the time we got her to the hospital, which was virtually 15 minutes later, mm-hmm. she was on a ventilator, and she passed away in probably, you know, 3 or 4 hours.
Wow.
And what they did, of course, is they did, you know, the x-rays, and I thought, of course, there was some sort of obstruction or swallowed a stick or something like that, but they've not found anything. They were going to do an autopsy on her. We haven't seen any results from it yet, but could it, and I know this is crazy, but could it have been a poison? Could it have been a... we're really at a loss.
It could have been a lot of things, JP, but you said it's only 3 months old, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So one thing I would worry about, I mean, there certainly could have been some sort of obstructive airway kind of condition. It could be the tissue just swelled from getting all excited. They could produce a lot of fluid. You know what they're built like. They have poor airway function anyway because of their anatomy. But the other consideration, I know this sounds, I don't know if they took the temperature on the dog, but and I don't know which day it was, but heat stroke is a very insidious and rapid onset kind of condition in some dogs. And they do kind of the things you just described. And so that would be part of the differential in my mind.
Now, they did find fluid, quite a bit of fluid on her lungs.
Okay, and that could be there was some kind of reaction, and heat stroke could do that. Some other anaphylactic reaction could help do that. And I just think that the necropsy, or the autopsy, as you call it, is going to be your best suggestion to try and rule out or rule in things. But I'd still have to put something, either an anaphylactic reaction from an insect bite or something. I don't think the poisoning is likely a suggestion. I still think heat stroke would be a consideration. And again, if you ask them what was the body temperature when you first presented the dog, that might be interesting to know. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was indoors at the time, but she was very, very active, and she was, you know,
yeah,
running up and down the stairs and such.
She could have overheated, and they do that, especially those little dogs. I have French bulldogs, and I've had bulldogs, English bulldogs, in the past, so I know that they're kind of a challenge, but they're also great dogs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, JP. And from JP, did I do it again?
Yes.
I did it again. You know what? It's time for me to hang it up. It just may be time for me to hang it up. You getting back?
Got him.
Yeah. Oh, man. Doctor?
Yeah, I'm here.
If I do that again, I'm retiring from the radio business. If that happens a third time, I'm announcing my retirement. Let's bring, we had JP, now we have Jay. Jay, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How you doing?
Good, JJ. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Eight-month-old Chihuahua.
Okay.
We're trying to toss the idea of whether or not to have her spayed.
Oh, of course you want to. Yes.
Some people say that, you know, when they do that, she's going to, her whole demeanor is going to change, and we don't know if we want to do that quite yet. We're enjoying the puppiness that's in her.
Yeah, I just don't think that's true. I've been doing this for too many years, and too many animals have been spayed, and the complications of not spaying are a lot worse. They can be life-threatening. Every time they go in heat, the body's preparing for a successful pregnancy, right? Because that's what Mother Nature created. If in that time period, the cervix is open, and bacteria can climb up the vaginal tract through the cervix and into the uterus.
Whoa. Mm.
And the uterus is now planning for a pregnancy, so it's enriched with all sorts of blood supply and all sorts of good stuff.
Mm.
So it's a great environment for bacteria. After the heat cycle's over, they close that down. The cervix closes down, and we sometimes get a uterine infection called a pyometra.
Yes.
And that can be life-threatening. So, and I can tell you statistically, animals that don't get spayed, at some point in their life, it's going to happen. And the other point is that the sooner you get the spay done, there's some statistical information that says that there's a decreased incidence of breast cancer if you get them spayed before their second or third heat. So you probably had one or maybe getting close to the first heat. Sometimes it's silent where you don't see it. But I'd say go ahead and get it done and be done with it.
Wait a minute. Dogs get breast
cancer?
She just
ended her first one.
That's what I was going to say. Dogs get breast cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
And it's usually estrogen dependent. So that's why if you're intact and you have your ovaries, you're going to be producing estrogens, and that's going to later in life stimulate problems.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and also AM and the PM.
Well, thank you, Jay. We appreciate it. Well, that was a lot for Jay to take in, a lot of information there. estrogen, I don't even remember what some of it was. Let's get Evelyn. And Evelyn, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi there.
Hi, Evelyn.
Could you tell me what you can do to help a cat that's not a year old yet that has an enlarged heart and... What do you think causes that on a young cat?
It's a dog that's less than a year old.
No, it's a cat. It's a cat.
It's a cat with an enlarged heart?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so in cats, one of the most common issues is something called cardiomyopathy.
Yes.
And that's when the muscle of the heart is not good. It's generally driven by genetics in many cases. Mm-hmm. And certain breeds can get that. But anyway... what happens is one of two things happens. Either the heart is really large and flappy, the walls are thin, and they can't contract effectively to put blood around the system, or it's very thickened, and it can't perform functionally either because every time it contracts, very little blood gets passed out. So that would be the most common issue in cats versus dogs. Dogs have more problems with the valves that exist between the heart, but it could be that as well. So the most proper workup would be a combination of an EKG or an ECG, just like we do in humans, an X-ray of the chest, and then also an echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound of the heart. And they can get a diagnosis, and then they can tell you what the best treatment. There are some medications, and I've had some animals like that that we've been able to keep alive for most of a normal lifespan. It doesn't always work that effectively, okay?
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Evelyn, thank you. Evelyn has a very interesting voice. I, I like Evelyn's voice. I bet I'm going to like Jennifer's voice, too. Jennifer, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I just have a question. I have a seven-month-old Shih Tzu.
Now, see, you're doing the politically correct thing. Let's just say Shih Tzu. Go ahead.
Okay, Shih Tzu.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
Oh, I feel great. And he actually is having a problem. I guess he's trying to live up to his name because he keeps doing that in my house.
Oh, boy.
I bought him from a breeder when he was 5 months old, and she claims that he used a doggy door, and I don't believe her.
Uh-huh.
But it's the craziest thing. I've tried. I take him out religiously on a leash.
Uh-huh.
He's in a crate all day. I teach, so I'm off for the summer, but he's in a crate all day, and he's in his crate at night.
Jennifer, you're not going to want to hear this, but my son and his wife, no, they just had to give their Shih Tzu to another family. They've had him for, and doctor, you know this, Paco, they've had him for 3 years or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They absolutely could not find a way to stop this dog from doing number two in the house. And now they've got a baby. And he crawls. You don't want him crawling into a pile of that stuff. And so they finally killed him. But they found a woman who had another Shih Tzu.
It killed him?
No. She loves,
oh, it killed
she loves Shih Tzus. And so that was the perfect place. And she said, oh my goodness, I'll take him. I don't care if he does that. I'll try to train him. And it worked out great. But that was the problem with this dog.
I'm kind of an optimist, and I think that they can be trained to the crate and work it out, and it might be just a matter of sitting down and discussing what you're doing.
Discussing it with the dog?
I'm sorry?
Discussing it, sitting down and discussing it with the dog?
Now, why did you...
with Jennifer.
Number two.
Why are you pooping in this house? Let's discuss this right now.
Well, and then, but the bigger issue is,
uh-huh,
is he has not done it in the house for a couple weeks. And yesterday he ran downstairs away from me because he's with me all the time.
Uh-huh.
And he goes very quickly, but oftentimes he cleans up after himself.
You mean he eats it?
Yes. So I've been giving him the medicine to try to get him to stop.
Yeah. Well, there are some products. There's one called Forbid that is, mm-hmm, a powdered form that goes into the food, and that detracts them from eating the poopy.
You can save money on dog food that way.
Yeah, I mean, he cleans up his own mess.
Yeah, but no, then he licks you.
That's kind of a good thing, but no. I would. I think that you should sit down and talk to someone about what your process is, because I think that it sounds to me like this dog can be trained, and
mm-hmm,
you can be successful with that. And then the Forbid or other products to put into the diet will help keep them from eating the poopy.
Okay.
Okay.
Because he only likes his poop. I have another Shih Tzu.
No.
He doesn't like his.
Well, who'd want to eat somebody else's
poop? Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah. Oh,
I heard that children do that, too. Very young children will, if they get a chance, though.
Oh, come on.
No, I swear. A pediatrician told me that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, little kids will put anything in their mouth, won't they?
But you'd think once you get it close, you'd back out of that deal.
So, but...
good luck with that, Jennifer. They're convinced, too, that this dog, honest to goodness, was jealous of this baby, and it became more of a problem because it was like if they didn't pay attention to him, he'd go, okay, well, I'll get your attention. You know, now there. How's that?
Well, there probably is some truth to that. I mean, they do get kind of anxious.
Yeah, and jealous.
Star of the house, and all of a sudden they got competition.
Right. Well, Jennifer, good luck.
Do you like the, because I know a lot of people say, oh, no, because somebody suggested the puppy pads, but I just don't want that in my house. I mean, I've tried the bells. I've tried the crate.
Yeah, I just feel like that's a contradiction because then you're not really, you know, how are you going to know that they don't walk around decide that a newspaper is as good as a puppy pad? So
right.
I know a lot of people do that with real tiny breeds, but I
what is a puppy pad?
You just put them inside your house and you're supposed to train them to go on that.
Kind of tapes down to the floor.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of people that are in apartments are older people that can't schlep outside with their dog. They'll teach them to do that. And
okay.
I think in your case, you still have a lot of opportunity to train this dog. And just call us if you need help. We can find a trainer for you, or we can talk to you about how we do it, or call your own vet and probably get the same information.
Thank you.
Jennifer, how old are you?
I am 40.
favorite age. I'd say 42.
Oh, she was dragging it out.
42. Well, 42 happens to be my favorite age. If she said 40, I go, can't help you. Well, 42 is my favorite age. Thank you, Jennifer.
All right. Thank you. Right.
I like Jennifer's voice, too. That's it. We're out of time.
Oh.
A lot of good advice, a lot of big names for words we didn't understand. But, hey, he's a doctor. Doctor, we'll do it again next week.
Can I make one quick mention?
I don't think so.
We have an event for our vet rescue.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Firmageddon. It's June 8th, Sunday, at Bluebird Park in Ellisville.
Ooh, Firmageddon.
From 11 a.m. Yeah. to 4 p.m. We've got all kinds of activities. All the money goes to help rescue doggy.
Is there a website?
You can get on Vet Pet Rescue and look for Facebook, and you should be able to pull that up.
Or just Google
Google Vet Pet Rescue.
Vet Pet Rescue. All right,
yeah.
Doctor. We'll
June 8th, Sunday.
We'll talk next week.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Yeah. A Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. A lot of times people will take a cab because they can't use their car, because the car, whether it's a van or an SUV or a truck, we'll call it the car, is in the body shop. Well, because somebody hit you, or you hit somebody. You might not need a cab, but a day or two, because then you might get a rental car. And you can do all that stuff yourself, or you can go to the right body shop, Schaefer, where a couple of things will happen. One, you're going to get tremendous body work. You're going to get that thing back, and you'll go, how in the world can anybody do this perfect a piece of work on the body of a vehicle? The other thing that's going to happen is you're going to probably go, oh, this car hasn't been this clean since the day I bought it. And then the other third thing that's going to happen is you're going to find out that you're going to get service you didn't expect to get. You expect for the work on the vehicle to be good. But what you didn't expect was the level of service, meaning if you need a rental car and you don't have a convenient way to get it, they'll make sure you get there if they have to take you themselves or bring it to you. If you can't get the wrecked vehicle to them because it's not drivable or it's not convenient, they'll get it. They'll bring it to you if they have to. They go out of their way. You don't have a lot of experience working with the insurance company because you haven't had an accident for a while. The average person is dealing with a body shop every 7 years. Maybe it's been 12 for you or 20 or never. Don't worry about it. They do it every day. They'll take care of that insurance stuff. They'll make sure every I is dotted, T is crossed, and when it's all over, it'll be like a very temporary bad dream that you had that accident. They're very good at what they do. They have 7 locations, soon to be an 8th in O'Fallon, Illinois. We'll let you know when that is official. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks right now with Tim Wiley.
Well, they've just cleared an accident that was blocking the ramp from westbound 5564 onto southbound 55. Now, that has a backup coming in from Illinois from the Kingbridge split up to the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got eastbound or westbound 44 slowing from the Museo Veterans Bridge up through the depressed section. Westbound 70, a slow pocket between 170 past the airport. We've got eastbound 270 stacking up the usual spot, McDonald through New Florissant. And on westbound 40, Hampton through McCausland, we're a little slow from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. SSM Cardinal Glennon's nationally ranked cardiology and heart surgery program, having the best. Another way their love for kids just keeps on growing. At SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
For years, the best of the best in St. Louis baseball fine-tuned their skills in Memphis by playing for the Redbirds. Albert Pujols graduated from the Memphis Redbirds School of Baseball in 2000. Yadier Molina earned his degree in 2004. Alan Craig in 2010 and Matt Carpenter in 2012. There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Saturday, May 31st at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Oklahoma City Astros on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve.
On June 5th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now, 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath May Warehouse Sale. Make your plans to see the great deals, like 10% off your cabinet purchase with a free kitchen or bath remodeling estimate, 5% off 3-centimeter granite and quartz countertops, and 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet. Plus, they've just received a large selection of stainless steel Bosch ranges, and they're ready for your dream kitchen. Make sure to see the latest installed $7,999 bathroom with everything you need to completely remodel your 5x8 bathroom. And the famous affordable $5,000 kitchen has been updated with the latest materials and finishes. All these discounts, on top of the already low prices on quality cabinetry, countertops, and name brand appliances, will be too hard to pass up. Affordable Kitchens and Bath is located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway between Kisker and Central School Road. For more, call 636-441-1550.
You've seen the red vans all over St. Louis, and you've seen Mike Shannon in the newspaper. He's promoting Gelmish & Sons. Very simple and very honest, Gelmish & Sons has been making sure your air conditioner and your heater has been working since 1950. Gelmish & Sons is a union craftsman shop, and they're the premier Lennox dealer, and they've earned that due to their superior service. At Gelmish & Sons, they'll come in and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition and your heater. But maybe, just maybe, it's time to get a new air conditioner and a new heater. At Gelmish & Sons, a full Lennox system installed, $2,695. That's both air conditioner and a heater. A full Lennox system installed by Gelmish & Sons, $2,695. That's unheard of. How can Gelmish & Sons do it? Because it's family run, family operated, and one mission since 1950, and that is quality customer service. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
It's a festival.
It's fun.
It's the longest continually running St. Louis metro area festival.
It's Bowen Days, Friday, June 6th through Sunday, June 8th at Blasis Park.
There's also a pre-opening event Thursday, June 5th, beginning at 6:30 p.m., where you can check out the rides and sample food and drink from several area food trucks.
There'll be two fireworks performances to light up the night sky, both Friday and Saturday nights at 9:20 p.m.
And on Saturday, there's the parade beginning at 9 a.m.
Throughout the entire weekend of Bowen Days, most activities and entertainment are free, except for the rides, food, and drink.
Bowen Days features high-quality musical entertainment on the main stage Friday and Saturday till close, with more music in the Bowen Days Beer Garden tent.
Bowen Days is a family-oriented event, so load up everyone into the family truckster and celebrate.
And because there's no parking at Vlasis Park, free shuttles will run continuously from the Target store on Manchester Road in Holloway and the Old Town Plaza on Manchester.
For more on the activities at Bowen Days, Friday, June 6th through Sunday, June 8th at Vlasis Park, go to bowendays.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
It's rhythm. It's ribs.
It's a great way to kick off summer at the best party in town.
It's the 5th annual Rhythm and Ribs fundraiser, Thursday, June 5th from 6 till 10 p.m. on the campus of St. Charles Community College in Connellville. You'll get rhythm from the Smash Band and other live music. You'll get ribs from Ethel's Smokehouse, Menino's Market, and Stumpy's Barbecue. Ticket packages start at only $5 and provide scholarships and educational programs for students. For more, go to rhythm-and-ribs.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Rick Lehman.
And I'm Andy Strickland. We hope you join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss the hottest topics in sports and medicine on the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. I want to talk to you about real estate. I just helped a lady who had 12 late pays get her home. I just helped a couple relocate with 2 late pays get a home. I just helped a man who had not been able to sell his home for 2 years get it sold for more than he thought. If you're buying or selling and you want to be a success story, you call me. 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. Terry Hall is the best name in real estate.
Back to the phones in about a minute. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. It is so sticky and humid and miserable. It's only upper 80s or something, but it might as well be 100 degrees. This is when you want whoever comes in the house, close the door, quick! It's like the humidity will crawl into your house from outside like some kind of ghost or something. This is when you want the air conditioning working and working well. This is when you want to know the name Matheny. This is when you'll be glad you do know the name Matheny. We have all become pansies. There are lots of us and lots of you listening who, as little kids, did not have air conditioning. How did we do that? How did we sleep when it was 95 degrees and 97% humidity, sticky? We must have really smelled bad and not known it.
And you know what we did? But well, yeah, if
everybody smells bad.
Yeah, when everybody stinks, it's just, okay, yeah. That's the way the whole world smells.
And then you look at, because they do these reenactments and some people try to live this pioneer life, the heavy clothes they wear, I mean, yeah. It's like long sleeves and pants.
Well, we talked
like
about the Civil War and the Civil War Union, the wool. Really? How do you not just suffocate? And now the air conditioning goes out. Oh, one night without it, you think you're going to die, because we are going to die. I think your body actually gets accustomed to being comfortable. And now we're in a world where, you know, most people they're comfortable and they're used to that. And when something happens and that's taken away, we can't stand it. Can't get to the phone fast enough to call Matheny, and they will get to you just as quickly as they possibly can. They know you're miserable, and they know it's hot and it's sticky. And in the winter, they know it was, especially this last winter. Holy cow, what a horrible winter. I'm sure they made a lot of heating calls this winter for people who are saying, this house should, I've got it on the 72 and it's 54 in here. This thing is not kicking. Whatever the season, whatever the reason. Hey, you know what? That was pretty good.
Whatever the season, whatever the reason.
I'm going to sell that to the Matheny people. What do you think that's worth? I say $5,000. That's a $5,000 slogan, if I've ever heard it. Matheny Heating and Cooling. You do not have to be miserable. And by the way, one way to avoid it, and I know a lot of people don't subscribe to this, but just have the system checked out. It's not that big a deal, and it's less expensive than waiting till something craps out on it. I only know one term, a coil. It makes me sound like I know something about it. It's just more expensive. Make sure it's maintained properly. Make sure it's clean. Look, how many of you actually go out to the compressor outside and take a garden hose and wash that out? You don't, do you? No, you should. And they'll tell you stuff like that. But have it checked out, you know, a couple times a year. And if something does happen, even if you need the whole thing replaced, please do us a favor and remember this name, Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling, matheneyheatingandcooling.com. We're going to talk to Scott. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Well, I'm in the PM.
That's the way everybody should be that way. It'd be a better world. How can we help you?
Well,
I hope you don't get tired of hearing people thank you for what you did on the Memorial Day program.
I don't get tired of it. I just don't know that I deserve it, because what I don't understand, and I emailed a listener this morning and said this, because I'm still getting thank yous, and I appreciate that. And I said, what I don't understand is, why no other show does it? How can you not do it? It's twice a year, basically. We shut down and we change things and we do what should be done. And but I do appreciate it. And well, no, I don't get tired. Thank you.
They're afraid, I'm sure, to break their format.
No, you obviously know more about radio than most people, because most stations are on a real rigid clock, and you don't break format. You don't play a song that wasn't on the song sheet.
I know. That's the beauty of your show, Frank. You don't have a format.
No, we don't. No, we really don't. And I do appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, the one thing I did want to say, what you've inspired me to do, my mother is still living. She is a World War II vet. She was in the Marine Corps.
Wow.
And you had made a statement about how such a short period in people's lives can have such a great effect. She was in from 1942 to 1945. She was a corporal in the Marine Corps. And this is still, she's 92 years old. Still talks about those
3 years.
That tour of duty, mother.
Yeah, 3 years. My dad, it was 2, but when he talks about it, you'd think it was 30.
And she just the president asked people to serve. We were at war. Our country had been attacked. And one thing that the show did, it finally inspired me to do this, and I've been waiting way too long, hopefully not too long to do this, but start the application process for the honor flight.
Oh man, I hope she gets to go. My dad, it took about 9 months to a year for him to finally get the letter, but I'm telling you, it those people that put that together, it is beyond, it's unbelievable. She's going to absolutely love it, and they will treat her like she was a general. Everybody gets treated seriously as if they were the highest ranking officer ever to serve.
Well, physically, she's in good shape.
And even if she's not, they got the wheelchairs, they got the people. My dad was with people who couldn't even walk. They were prepared for all that. I hope she gets to go.
Well, very good. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Scott. Yeah, honor flight. If you have a grandparent, a parent who was a veteran, and check into that, because it is beyond impressive. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good, Frank.
What's going on?
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. This relates around the St. Louis Walk of Fame down in East City.
Mm-hmm.
And as you probably are aware, Harold Ramis, who was in Ghostbusters,
right,
and Stripes and Such, died a few weeks ago.
Right.
He has a star down on the Walk of Fame.
Correct.
Now today, for those who haven't heard, Maya Angelou died, the world-famous poet and the author.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has a star on the Walk of Fame. I knew that the Ramis star was there. I wasn't sure about Maya, but I checked the brochure they have. And get this, Maya Angelou is at 6337 Del Mar. Harold Ramis is at 6338 Del Mar.
Okay.
They're right next to each other.
Okay. And that, what am I missing?
Well, they've just died recently, and their stars are right next to each other.
Oh, like almost it was meant to be, like a sign or something.
I don't know, but it's
a little creepy.
I would have never figured that, but it's down there near Westgate and Del Mar.
Who's next? Do you have who's next?
Number 6738.
No idea.
All right. Well, you know a lot more about it than most people do, Bob, apparently.
Well, I just wouldn't have known until I looked at the sheet here and the numbers, and wow, this is strange.
I think if I'm the person with that next star, I'd be real careful here for the next few months.
That's right.
Well, Bob, thank you for that.
You bet. Take care.
I found Bob's voice interesting, too.
Yeah.
Be like a Western character or something. This would be Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Frank, a longtime listener, Kicks Days.
Oh, man, yeah.
And, you know, listening, all your stories are all funny, but sometimes I look back and think, okay, did that happen or did I make it up? Story you hopefully told on the radio one time.
Any particular story?
Well, yeah. You know, remember Judy the Cutie Martin?
Yes, I do.
I think one time, and hopefully I'm not making this up, she was going away to some tropical place.
She went to Hawaii for her honeymoon, and I know exactly, and no, we didn't make that story up. We did it.
If you want to tell it, is it the one with the tanning story then?
Yes.
Terry, man, it's one of my favorite stories.
No,
so.
I can tell it quickly. Terry Daly and I, we knew when she left, and she made some comment like, when I come back, you know, I'm going to be all tan. And so as soon as she left, we looked at each other and I said, okay, we're going to fix her. He and I went to the tanning salon twice a day for 7 days. So that when she came back, she'd walk in and it would just deflate, you know. It was hysterical. And I've not been in a tanning shell or whatever you call them since. But
wow.
We overdid it for 7 days. Hopefully it won't kill me. But boy, was it funny. And we looked pretty good for, I think it was it was cold weather. So
yes,
we all three, she and he and I looked pretty good for a few days there. But no, it's a true story.
Well, good. I love everything about your show, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Ken. We love that you love it. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Nice people are calling.
Yeah.
It must be nice people day. This is Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
I was listening to you earlier, and I've got a variation of the dog licking itself joke.
Well, let me grab the
shot. Now,
is this an original creation? You made this up?
Yes.
Okay, then I can't shoot you because there's no way I would know it, but go ahead.
So why did the dog lick its butt?
Well, of course, my answer is because he can.
Lick its butt? No. Because
balls, whatever you want to call it.
No, not
because
that.
Because he knows that 5 minutes later he's going to be licking your face.
Now, see, Aaron, did you hear the silence?
Mm.
Yeah, I heard the silence.
Wow. Have you tried that joke out on anybody else before now?
Yeah. Make sure they've had two or three drinks. It's not bad. It's not bad. It just needs tweaking a little. We'll give it some thought and see if we can improve on it. Thank you, Aaron.
All right, bye.
He's saying that dogs have malicious intent.
Right.
Yeah.
That they're...
It's man's best friend.
I think I'll lick my butt and then go over there and lick my owner's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that they have those thoughts. Bill Cleveland is on the way. And as always, it'll be something very exciting and hilariously funny. Now I put the pressure on him. Thompson Price is a guy who's got 30-something years in the kitchen and bath business. He's a guy whose name is on the company, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, and he's in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. And every time I say it, I have to follow it with, it sounds like a joke. It does, but it's not. There is a Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. I think there's a Hall of Fame for just about everything. Paper Sales Hall of Fame, Janitorial Hall of Fame. But there's a Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame, and I know that they don't put many people in it very often, and it's a pretty short list, and he's on it. And he's also the guy, every year, for as long, who is the person that they bring in to do seminars about remodeling kitchens and bathrooms, is Tom Price. So here's a company that has a tremendous reputation, won't do it halfway, won't slop through it, won't take shortcuts. You're going to get your money's worth, and you are going to be blown away. You'll be thrilled to death with your kitchen and or bathroom. It starts with an appointment. They come out to your house, measure, look around, talk with you, and then there's this process of getting to know you and you getting to know what can be done within a budget. And the outcome is spectacular, but you start it all. You can start online at the website. You can go to the showroom on Manchester, and the website will tell you where that is. Start there. Here's the website. You're not going to be sorry. Money well spent. ThompsonPrice.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a quick check of traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
If you're traveling west on Highway 70, you've got some stop-and-go traffic as you get to 170. Then it's slow through Lindbergh. You'll find a little slow patch again between 94 and Cave Springs. On southbound 270, it's crowded now between Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. And we have some really slow traffic running through that construction zone on southbound 255 from 270 through Horseshoe Lake Road. This traffic report brought to you by SSM, Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center, nationally ranked cardiology and heart surgery program. Having the best, another way their love for kids just keeps on growing at SSM, Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. They're Norton, they're Chamberson, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
From downtown St. Louis, Bill Cullen, Bruce Limerson, All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM and PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. It's a great way to get a McLeod Cab. And now here's Bill Cullen.
Hello, good afternoon. Well, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West married in Italy over the weekend.
Oh, man, I'm so happy.
Been seeing reports about that. Kim and Kanye promised to take each other for richer or wealthier. Wrote their own vows.
Yeah.
The Scripps Spelling Bee is underway. I love this every year. I was actually once in the Scripps Spelling Bee.
Oh, come
I say
on.
About that?
No.
And I was eliminated when I couldn't spell Scripps.
That's some funny stuff.
CBS is reportedly eyeing a 24-hour digital news network.
Oh.
It'll be a little like CNN, except they'll have viewers.
I get it.
And rapper 50 Cent lit up YouTube last night. Did you see this? The video of his insanely horrible opening ceremony first pitch during the Pirates and Mets game. His pitch went so far to the left, he actually pissed off the Tea Party.
Oh, my goodness. That is far low.
And finally, this is...
Edit out the PIS word.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. The White House accidentally released the name of an undercover CIA agent working in Afghanistan the other day. Now, the agent should have known he was in trouble when President Obama told him, if you like your covert status, you can keep your covert status. Big trouble. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by LaCleed Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 Cape Show.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Bill.
See you, guys.
All right. Bill has left the building. Stick around. We got a great playhouse coming up and a really good joke. What else? What did you expect? 5 o'clock, Big 550.